Track 7 and more news stories. Prizes for the town's most green-fingered citizens. How does your garden grow? In Kingstainton, extremely well, it appears. Green-fingered winners of the Kingstainton in Bloom 2024 competition were awarded cups, prizes and certificates for their horticultural dexterity at the end of last month in a ceremony at the Community Hall, which was attended by the judges, the Mayor, Councillor Ron Peart, and Councillor Martin Field. This year's competition was open to residents of all ages, educational establishments and businesses, and included 15 categories to enter, which included a new one for 2024, Best Wildlife Garden, which proved to be very popular. First prize winners of each category received a cup, garden centre voucher and a certificate, while second and third placed prize winners received a voucher and a certificate. All other entrants received a letter of thanks. Mayor Ron Peart thanked everybody for entering the competition and for attending the presentation.
Shopkeeper sells up after smash and grab. A 97-year-old shopkeeper has put his Newton Abbott business up for sale after being targeted by a smash and grab raider who smashed his window and looted priceless antiques. Homeless Daniel Anderson was drunk when he walked up to the attic shop in Union Street, shattered the window and grabbed everything he could. The owner, George Gilman, who's a widower, said the burglary was of the final straw and valued gold in the stolen items at £6,000, but said some of the jewellery was priceless. Some rings and other gems had great sentimental value because they'd been bought by his late wife. His victim statement said he was unlikely to be able to carry on. War veteran Mr. Gilman, who served 27 years in the Royal Navy, sat in the public gallery at Exeter Crown Court, where a judge thanked him for the service he's given the public over many years. The shopkeeper told him, "I can't see myself getting any of the stolen things back. This isn't the first time this has happened. The shop is up for sale. I'm 97 and I'm packing up."
Bid to allow travellers to use old car park site. Another attempt is being made to allow travellers to use a disused car park site at Holden. A planning application has been submitted for 5 temporary pitches on the land, a former car park at Holden Ridge, for 3 years. The land is already home to a group of travellers, but is currently an unauthorised site. But it is close to a permitted 18-pitch site managed by Teen Housing. Planning consultant Dr. Simon Rushton has been advising those staying at the site, which includes some children, for several years. Previous efforts to allow the use of the car park site has been refused, the latest one 2 years ago. Now another application is hoping they may finally be allowed to remain. Dr. Rushton, whose company, Rushton Planning Limited, specialises in gypsy and traveller planning, says in a statement to Teignbridge Council planners, "The latest evidence shows there is a clear unmet need for such pitches in Teignbridge and the emerging plan will not meet this need in full." His statement has addressed issues which led to the previous refusal in 2022. Ultimately, his aim is to stop a cycle of evictions on the site. In the latest application, he provides evidence to demonstrate the proposal is compliant with relevant development plan policies. He says the land would not constitute the loss of a community facility, i.e. the car park, as it is not in use currently. There are multiple other car parks nearby. His statement points out antisocial behaviour in the car park was causing a significant problem which the proposed use stops from occurring. Landowners, Devon County Council, have previously raised concerns about the site, which it says is not suitable for residential use as it lacks essential amenities such as mains water, sewage and energy.
School celebrates Ofsted rating. Staff and parents of a Teignbridge school are celebrating after Ofsted inspectors rated it as good. Blackpool Primary in Liverton received the rating following a period of significant changes, including a new head of school and an increased number of children with special educational needs. Inspectors recognised how polite and inclusive the pupils are and their positive attitude to learning. Russell Pearson, the head teacher, said, "We are pleased with the positive feedback we have received, with the inspection team recognising many wonderful things about our school and the positive direction we are heading in." The school has been praised for its ambitious curriculum, and our supportive staff have worked hard to improve all areas, including a particular focus on reading skills. Paul Walker, Chief Exec Officer of First Federation Trust, of which Blackpool School is a member, said, "Our main aim as a trust is to support our member schools, working collaboratively and sharing collective experience. It is excellent to see this recognised in the most recent Ofsted report for Blackpool Primary. The Special Educational Needs and Disabilities provision has been recognised as a growing strength of the school, with an increase in staff expertise in this area and a dedicated space for children to learn." Russell added, "We're encouraged to hear the pupils, staff, parents and carers are excited by our recent developments and have confidence in how the drive for school improvement will continue. I am determined to build on this positive report and take the school on to bigger and brighter things in the future."
Probe into racist graffiti. Police are appealing for information after racist graffiti was found in Newton Abbot. Officers are keen to identify an individual in relation to reports of the graffiti. The incident happened at about 4:50 a.m. on Saturday, July the 20th, in the Queen Street area. Officers investigating would like to identify and speak to the man pictured, as they believe he may be able to help with inquiries. And I must explain, there is a small photo of the man the police want to find and talk to. And he is a young man with black hair with what looked like sunglasses just pushed back on top of his head. A police spokesman said, "We are aware the quality of the images is low, but they are the only ones we have available."
Garage owners thank firefighters. The owners of a garage in Heathfield where fire ripped through a vehicle workshop have thanked firefighters for their efforts. BB Van Hire Sales and Repair say they are getting back up and running, although scaled back while the clear-up takes place. More than 50 firefighters were involved in tackling the fire which broke out on Monday. The company says utility services are getting the office operational, meaning van hire, MOT and servicing will be able to run. A spokesman said, "Well, what an interesting start to the week. First of all, a huge appreciative thanks needs to go out to all the fire and rescue services who attended. It was a massive operation and thankfully no one was injured."